The Seder of Tzav is always read before Pesach, and there's at least two connections that there are between the Seder and between Pesach. The first is the notion of how do you kasher kelim for Pesach, that by other times, if you're kashering something, you need hagala. But by Pesach, when you're kashering kelim, you need hagala and also tefillah, as it says here. Umarak v'shutaf b'moim. So you need both aspects in order to kasher something for Pesach. And then you also have the idea of the Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is also a unique Korban. It's a communal sacrifice, and it's the only one of two positive commandments that if you are mevotel them, you're chayav kares. All other positive commandments, there's no punishment. But by Bris Mila and by the Korban Pesach, if you negate them, the punishment is kares. So we see that the Seder of Tzav has many, many important reasons why it's always brought before, it's always read before Pesach. And again, a lot of difficult halachas before Pesach, but the idea of Pesach again is to get rid of the chametz. The chametz, that's the source of yeast, that's the yeast in the dough, meaning our Yetzer Hara. So it's our job on Pesach to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, not just rid of the chametz, and as a result, may the ultimate geula finally arrive.